Welcome, listeners, to another episode of the No Limit Football Podcast. Doc here today as your host. I'm taking a little break, Abu Samra. And as usual, I'm joined by Sanastat. Sanastat, what's going on?
Thanks for having me, man. How are you, bro?
Yeah, I'm good. You know that, Sanastat. I've been enjoying listening to the podcast, particularly with you and Abu Samra there. And been some really interesting episodes, you know, particularly the one of the African Nations Cup when you had Shearer on, the classic Premier League, you know, teams as well, with Chelsea, Mansour on there as well, Timo talking about Arsenal and Manchester United, of course. But yeah, Liverpool was absent, of course, justifiably so, maybe sometime in the future. But yeah, other than that, Sanastat, everything's all fine.
All fine, man. It's all good, man. You know what? You know, it's been a good week for me because I put money in crypto a year ago and I looked at it, it kind of tripled. So, you know, I put some in Ethereum, I put some in BNB. You know, it's looking good now for, you know, it's gone back to $61,000, I believe. $61,000 for the Bitcoin. Am I right?
Yeah, 61 is touching 63,000 at the moment. And you know, listeners, if you're not sure, that's actually my bread and butter crypto. And of course, you know, if you want to check out my podcast on that, just to plug this in, Sanastat, check out Crypto Unplugged. And there's lots to talk about, particularly interesting because the bull market's coming up now and the alt season as well. So things are about to go crazy over the next few months. And hopefully we'll benefit a lot, isn't it?
Yeah, man. I mean, crypto unplug is what how we grabbed you to do a football podcast, if you remember. I mean, I've watched your first episode. I think it was with Oz. And you talked to me about Championship Manager.
And exactly. It was inspiring, yeah?
It's very inspiring, man. I mean, when you spoke about Championship, the football knowledge of yours and Oz on that day was impeccable. Absolute elite. So, you know, and that's one of the reasons why today's episode is about Championship Manager. You know,
this is a classic thing, isn't it? Because look, talking about crypto as well, Sanastat, hopefully we'll make enough gains to actually buy a team, and play a bit of Championship Manager in real life. You know what I'm trying to say?
I know what you mean.
But you know what it is, Sanastat? Look, you know, you and I have grown up, been playing Championship Manager. I can remember Championship Manager way back since like Championship Manager 1. I think it used to be called Championship Manager. Then they
changed it to Football Manager.
And became Football Manager. So Sanastat, you know what it is? Championship Manager is such a phenomena, okay? Because there's so many. First of all, it's absolutely realistic, okay? In terms of how it's developed over the years. And the best thing is, and this is something that I do in crypto, is trying to find the next gem, okay? And the whole point of the game is trying to take your team and trying to discover a gem of a player, okay? And then, you know, train him up and to become a world star.
Yeah.
And interesting thing, Sanastat, because I think when you were referring to a previous podcast, that one that you heard of, our Crypto Unplugged one, I think Oz mentioned Cherno Samba. So you've got an interesting story there, isn't it?
Yes, Cherno Samba. Do you know how I found out about Cherno Samba? I grew up with Timo and his brother Jimmy, and we were playing Championship Manager. So me and my cousin Timo, we were playing Championship Manager, and he did his team, and he brought Nesta, Cannavaro, you know, the usual players that we know that were world class in the early 2000. He'll have Buffon in goal. He'll have Seedorf and David in the middle. He'll have, I think, Pires and Figo on the right hand side. Then he'll have someone like Ronaldo with Cherno Samba. I'm like, who's Cherno Samba? Why is it, you know, you buying this player, you brought all these great players, but you brought this one. Nah, that's the potential, he's told me. Watch out for this player in the future. This guy scored 100, at the age of 13, he scored 132 goals in 32 games. This guy was supposed to be the biggest player, not just in English football, but in world football. I mean, this guy is a realistic player. He grew up in South London, not far from my cousin's house. I mean, I played football with his brother, to be honest. I played football with his brother in the cage. He probably doesn't remember me, but, you know, my cousins told me, yeah, that's his brother. And he was at that time in Millwall youth. Interesting fact with Chona Samba, he's supposed to go to Liverpool. And he met Michael Owen. He met Gerard Houllier was the manager at that time. So he was supposed to go to Liverpool. I think he's a Liverpool fan. He's actually a Liverpool fan, to what, if my memory serves me right. Ever since the move fell off, he's just been depressed. I mean, I've read some of his article where he said that he wanted to take his life away. Then he went to Spain, tried to...
Yeah, that's sad.
I mean, he you know, sometimes as a young player, when things are moving too fast, it's not a good, you know, you need a mentor, someone to help you, someone to guide you. So he didn't have that guidance.
I mean,
him and there was an article of him and Wayne Rooney for the BBC and how why Wayne Rooney made it and why... Chono Samba didn't make it. So, I mean, he had a tough time. But in terms of championship manager, you know, you get him for free. You can start him straight away or you can put him in a youth and play and actually play him later on. I mean, great finisher. He was, you remember, do you remember the ratings? It's like the highest
rating. Yeah, the rating systems. You it's very difficult to get a nine. I mean, anybody who's getting... anybody who's getting sevens, okay, like consistently, is crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's crazy. Do you remember also the finishing? Like you have the finishing, it has to be out of 20. The dribbling's out of 20.
And what was his stats?
His stats was, his finishing was 20.
Yeah.
His finishing was 20. He had good pace. I think about 13, 14, 15 at the beginning. Like, you know, like, but there's other, you know, like the dribbling and, the shooting, you know, they'd be a bit low, still low, but you normally know by his finishing, his pace, his strength, his headering was good. His headering was about 19 out of 20. So Chono Samba, buying Chono Samba was crazy, man. I mean, also you could buy other gems, people like Carlos Tevez. I'm talking about Championship Manager 4, Robin, Van der Meyde, if you remember him, Van der Vaart. For cheap.
I do.
Cristiano Ronaldo was £1 million.
Yeah, wasn't even. Yeah. But there were also other players that you had classic ones as well. Like, for example, you know the number 10 Argentinian players, yeah?
You
had, of course, Javier Saviola.
Yeah.
Okay, you had Marcelo Gallardo. And then you also had Riquelme as well. You also had, who's the other player as well? Pablo Aimar.
Yes.
So, you know what it is? These players... Even before I actually saw what they look like, it's a whole mystery, isn't it? Okay. You're signing up players who are youngsters. Okay. So I think even Championship Manager, when you're talking about Chono Samba, you could sign him up as a 15-year-old. Okay. Then you've got other players like Freddie Adu. Remember the
American? Yeah, the American Ghanaian.
Yeah. Tonton Zola Mokoko from Derby. Yeah. I'm not sure if you'd remember him as a signing. Yeah.
There was a player called Jay McEvely for Blackburn as well.
There you go.
He was a defender, central defender, and could play left back.
Yeah.
Do you know who was good in that game? You'd be surprised. People like Mido were good at Mido.
Yeah, Mido. Mido was actually phenomenal in championship
because he was in Ajax. You buy him.
Yeah.
Great player. Who else could you buy?
But Dirk Kuyt. I'm going to ask you. Yeah. Dirk Kuyt was around, but I'm going to ask you two particular players. Okay, these were. You know, every time I put on Championship Manager, I'm not sure which version it was, Championship Manager. I think it was even before Football Manager came in,
I started, to be honest, I started playing Championship Manager when it was Championship Manager 3. And there's a story behind
it. The first version, there's a story. Tell us the story.
Well, basically, it's one of my friends that recommended it. He's like, this is a manager game, yada, yada, yada. Go play it. So I put on the CD, I go buy it, put on the CD. I'm looking at this tactics. You know, I didn't understand it at that time. Like, what's going on here? Then I'm like, you know, you press the continue button until you get to your game. And then I'm like, okay, I thought I was going to watch the game. You know, like how you have it on FIFA, you watch, you see what's going on. It wasn't visual, it was just written, subtitles. So I go back to school and say to him, "What? Hey, listen, you lied to me. You know,
yeah.
I brought this game. It's boring. I don't know how to play it. What's going on?" He said, "No, the game is like this." And then slowly, I got used to it. But really, the game that I really enjoyed was Championship Manager 4, because you can see it was 2D.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Crypto Unplugged.
Hey, listeners, I'm Dr. Crypto, also known as Doc, the host of the Crypto Unplugged podcast. Crypto Unplugged is a weekly podcast where me and my co-host Oz give our opinions on the crypto space. We've been involved in crypto for many years, so we have a wealth of knowledge and expertise to share with new and seasoned folks. Our podcast is unplugged, meaning that we're honest and revealing about our personal highs and lows of our crypto journey. We've also interviewed a range of special guests, from up-and-coming projects to experienced crypto personalities, and our goal is to bring the most up-to-date and relevant information to our community of listeners. So if you're interested in learning more about crypto, or if you just want to hear about two guys talk about their love of crypto and their views, then be sure to check out Crypto Unplugged. We're available on all major podcast platforms.
Crypto Unplugged.
Yeah. You know, for me, I didn't really bother with the 2D. I was so, like, mesmerized, yeah, about the commentary. Because, look, for example, number one, in my personal experience, Sonnerstat, this game is highly addictive, yeah?
It is.
I know for a fact that you were up until 4 o'clock in the morning watching this, yeah? Even though you had college or uni the next day, yeah? I know you're a bit of an early bird. Yeah?
No, I wasn't an early bird sometimes. I wasn't.
No, but also, you know, it's a commentary. It's like, can you remember? It's like, you know, you've got this flashing lights, isn't it? And he goes,
yes.
He shoots, yeah? And then, you know, the flashing.
And then capital letters, gold. Capital letters, gold.
Yeah, gold. And then you realize it's offside, and, you know, that is a problem. You know, trying to basically seek promotion.
Yes.
But the funny thing is, with two particular players, every time I logged into a new season, okay, of course, I'll choose Liverpool. I'll even try to make my own team, to be honest with you. And then what you do is, I would sign two players first of all. Straight up, I would sign two players. One of them, go to Peterborough United.
Yeah.
Okay, and I would choose Matthew Etherington and Simon Davies, yeah?
Yes. Okay?
I didn't know these players. They were just unbelievable for Championship Manager. They were the two gems that they would be my go-to, because consistent sevens they would get.
Yeah.
And the strange thing, you know, years later, Matthew Etherington actually signs for Tottenham Hotspurs, yeah? I'm not sure you remember him.
Did he play for West Ham as well?
I think he did play for West Ham. I'm not sure what happened to Simon Davies, but, you know, your memories, Sanas, I'm going to ask you. So you've discovered a gem, okay, looking back at Championship Manager 4 or whatever version, even Football Manager, yeah?
Yeah.
You've discovered a gem.
Okay? I have.
And those days, it wasn't like the internet, you got transfer market or Wikipedia to look at, yeah?
Yeah.
It was difficult to find gems. You couldn't really, it wasn't as globalized a world, yeah? Even though it wasn't that long ago, but, you know, there are rapid changes. But
I remember a gem.
Yeah, can you remember a gem that you discovered, you didn't know what he looked like, and then you saw him in real life and you...
Yes.
Go on.
A Portuguese player called Fabio Piam.
Fabio Piam, yeah?
Piam, yeah.
Okay, his
dribbling was like 20 out of 20, yeah? I mean, a friend of mine actually recommended him. He said to me, listen, from school, he said, listen, buy him, put him in the youth system, put him in the under-18s, you'll get 9 out of 10 every game, 9 out of 10. So I'll build him up, and I think after a season or so, I just put him in the first team. I put him behind the striker, behind Van Nistelrooy. So I brought him for Man United, behind Van Nistelrooy, and I saw him, the way he dribbles. I'm like, whoa, what a player. This player then, a few years later, in fact, I saw him around 2010, how he looks like. I think Chelsea signed him as a youth player. Yeah? You know, nothing special. You know? I mean, yeah. So when I first saw him, he wasn't really that great. He wasn't a great player. I mean, I remember. Go on.
No, go on.
I brought Daniel De Rossi, was out seeing him. Mascherano was out seeing him. Tevez was out seeing him. Yeah. Maxi Lopez, same. I remember. Maxi Lopez, he was at River Plate.
Yeah, was that team?
Yeah, and I brought him for Atletico Madrid. You know, sometimes I like to switch it up. Sometimes Atletico Madrid, you know, those middle teams, just to get them winning titles and winning Champions League with them. It's nice. Sometimes they've got some good players, but you just need to buy a few players in order for you to win the league or Champions League. So, yeah, so I saw...
Do you know the funny thing is... Do you know the funny thing is, do you know if you had played it like for many, many seasons? I'm going to come to this issue in a second. But first of all, look, you know, there's certain players that are coming into my mind. You're just telling me about, you know, some of these players that you discovered, Portuguese player. And there was obviously one player that I remember as well before I actually saw him, because everybody knew Guardiola at that time, because obviously the Champions League winner. Yeah. And I remember that final actually when Koeman scored. 92, I think 91 or 92. 91 was it?
92. 92.
Wembley. Wembley, yeah. And then what it is, Guardiola was a well-established player at that time, but there were players that were coming in, and obviously you had Figo at Barcelona at the time before he went to Real Madrid, yeah?
Yes.
And there were like replacements for Figo and replacements for like Guardiola, okay, for Barca. And, you know, they're coming from the, you know, in championship manager or football manager, they were coming through the youth teams and stuff. They were very young players at the time. And this is before I actually saw them. And, you know, you're watching Spanish league football or La Liga on Sky Sports, you know, if you're lucky enough to have access to Sky and stuff back in the days,
It was £32 a month at that time.
Exactly. Now, then you used to get those dodgy cable boxes and stuff. But that's another point.
Okay.
But remember... Xavi, I remember Xavi, okay, when he first came. And this is before Xavi became a global phenomenon. You know?
Yes.
He was actually groomed in Championship Manager to become a replacement for Guardiola. And another replacement who didn't actually reach the heights in real life as a replacement for Figo was a player called Simão Sombrosa.
Yes, I remember him. Simão was at Benfica.
He was at Benfica, that's right. Yes. He became a player at Barca as well.
Yeah, he played in Euro 2004. He actually played in Euro 2004.
He did,
I think he was at Barcelona first. Then he went to Benfica. He was part of that team that went to the final, all the way that lost to Greece. It was him, Figo, Costa.
In
behind Paleta, if you remember Paleta, he was another one that you can actually buy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, now another player. Okay, he joined Newcastle. He played Premier League until, you know, and he had a successful Premier League career. Before he actually, there's two players actually.
Go on.
You know, the memories are just flowing in my head now, son of Stat.
Yeah, I know.
Robbie Keane, before he actually, you know, became a star.
Yeah.
Okay. I think, which team was he playing for back in the days? He played to sign him up, Robbie Keane.
I think you're talking about Robbie Keane. Robbie Keane.
It depends what Irish player.
He was at Wolverhampton, then Coventry City.
Yeah, Wolverhampton Wanderers, yeah. So when he was at Wolverhampton Wanderers, you would sign him up because it was very cheap. And another player, I don't know who, which club, I can't remember, where we used to sign him from, is Kieran Dyer.
Yes.
Do you remember Kieran Dyer?
Of course I remember. Kieran Dyer was a very good player, very good, can play anywhere in midfield.
Exactly. But as a Championship Manager player, he was phenomenal.
Yes. There was a player called Luke Moore. You've had Van der Boere. Do you remember Van der Boere, the Belgium defender? And Company was a gem as well. I found Company before, before he went to Hamburg when he was in Belgium.
Yeah,
there were some great players.
Okay. There were some great players. Now, you know, just going on to talking about this, if you had, and I think the majority of people who are listening to this who were actually played Championship Manager and Football Manager. Okay, don't deny to yourself, listeners, if you're actually, you know, understanding, because, you know, don't try those ones.
I know.
But if you get played enough seasons, you had these fake players as well, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yes.
Because, you know, do you know what I'm trying to say? So they would combine like random names, isn't it? Yeah. So, for example, you've got a player like African player from Ivory Coast, who's a youngster, 15-year-old, and his name would be like Mohammed Smith.
Yes.
Do you know what I'm trying to say? It's like jokes, isn't it?
It's jokes. I don't think I've never went beyond 10 seasons. I went five or six. I get like, it's like you won everything. What do you do then? So I start with another team. But
yeah.
What I used to do is I used to buy the top players. So I used to add myself to another team, buy their players for free. when I really want that player.
Everybody's done that.
Yeah, I've done that.
And basically, anybody who says
Brazilian Ronaldo.
Anybody who says they haven't done that are liars. Don't you think so?
Yeah, of course, of course. There was a time.
We all done that.
Yeah, we all done that. There's a time when I actually, you know, there's a team that is very difficult to play against, difficult to beat.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh man.
Yeah, you take over the management.
I take over their management. I mess up their tactic and and then score goals. Yeah, and then I win. Yeah. So it used to really annoy me.
I used to do this exactly the same thing. Yeah. Okay. Now, you clocked it. You went above and beyond, you know, winning everything. Yeah. But I'm not sure if you know this. There's actually, you know, there's a documentary, Sanastat, yeah?
Yeah.
It's actually a movie, a documentary about Championship Manager, yeah?
Yeah.
You know, when we get offline, I'm going to just send you the link and stuff. I think it's very interesting, yeah? I'm not sure you know about this story. There was actually one guy, okay? I think it was in the UK, of course.
Mm.
And do you know what he did? He got to the final for his team. Yeah? I think it was the FA Cup and stuff like that.
Mm.
Okay? And he got suited and booted. No jokes. Yeah? He wore his actual suit like a manager, a tie, done the whole pre. I'm not joking, yeah? You can actually find this article on the BBC.
No way.
And he actually made a whole event out of it, the 90 minutes. Like intense manager style. Yeah? That's one story. Another story, do you know there was one particular guy who was so good at Championship Manager, he actually landed a real job.
In France, right?
Yeah, I think it was in one of the France or Portugal or somewhere. Yeah, it was France, I think.
And he did really well in. He was doing really well. Yeah, I've heard about that one as well. No, Championship Manager is crazy. And we all thought we were managers. I actually thought I was.
We all thought we were managers.
And I'm like,
same, bro.
I mean, I used to love doing the scouting systems. I used to go to Brazil under 21s, Argentina under 21s, the German team, just to find gems.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Exactly.
Yeah, man.
It's crazy research. But, you know, the level of detail in that game, I think it was two brothers who actually, created the game. And they're both Evertonians, isn't it?
Okay.
Obviously, Everton. Yeah. And, you know, it's just the level of detail. I think even managers, you know, before, obviously, scouting, you know, it became more developed and stuff like that. Yeah. They even say that some top Premier League managers you would actually discover. I'm not sure how true this is. I'm not sure if you heard about this, that they would actually refer to this the database of Championship Manager to actually.
Mourinho used to play Championship Manager with his son.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Do you know what I used to do also just before we finish off?
Yeah.
I used to like classic players, like Romario, Klinsmann, some of these players. So what I used to do is I used to go into the settings. You know, before the game, there was a little setting that you can go into and change players' age.
Yeah, and then make them young or something.
I used to make Romario young. I made Ronaldo young, Gattuso, Pirlo, all these guys young. So I can sign them up so they can have longevity, basically. And they get better as the game goes on. Yeah, man.
Those are the little tactics, isn't it?
Yeah, great tactics, man. Great memories, man.
Absolutely. Great. It's part of your upbringing and childhood and, you know, your teenage years and stuff like that. And it's actually a cultural phenomenon, Championship Manager and Football Manager. And I'm sure all of our listeners can identify. And that's why we decided to speak about this, isn't it? And we could talk a whole host, maybe sometime in the future, talk about other phenomenons in gaming as well related to football, because where we are at the moment, just before we close off, FIFA is a massive phenomena.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, here. But any final thoughts, Sanastat?
Let me ask you one question. This question came to my mind. If Cherno Samba was a crypto, what would he be?
Cherno Samba? Oh my God.
What would you? Because his volatile is...
At the moment, I'll tell you straight, Cherno Samba and his potential and Championship Manager, he'll be a token right now, which is a meme token called Ninja.
Okay.
Yeah. Ninja is on Injective Protocol. I got a feeling it's going to be a beast, like a massive beast. But at the same time, it can flop and go to zero.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm trying to say? So Cherno Samba, you are Ninja Dog with Nunchuck. That's the project.
That's right, man. That's right. I mean, just one last thing. As we know that Abu Samra has a YouTube channel. Abu Samra is an expat. He's going to come out with great content about Saudi Arabia. It's going to come out soon, inshallah. So let's hope people check his YouTube channel. Some amazing stuff. Some really amazing stuff that he's doing. You know, his life in Saudi Arabia. I've seen some of the videos. Man, you don't want to miss it.
You don't want to miss it. Do check out Abu Samra the Expat. Fantastic content. And do support him. Watch out the YouTube channels as well. And do spread the word. And you will find links to Abu Samra's YouTube channel in the show notes of this episode. So thanks a lot. Anything else, Sanastat, before we close off?
It's been a pleasure.
My pleasure too. And you, thanks a lot for taking me down memory lane. And listeners, see you guys in the next episode.